This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel ordered people out of swaths of the main southern city in the Gaza Strip on Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports Israeli troops have entered Khan Yunis.
Desperate residents of Khan Yunis flee on foot, carrying what they can of their belongings. On Monday, Israel ordered people out of swathes of the main southern city in the Gaza Strip. As they left, bombs fell on areas still described as safe. Many are being displaced for a second or third time since the war broke out on October 7th.
80% of Gaza's 2.3 million people have now been made homeless in an Israeli bombing campaign that has reduced much of the crowded coastal strip to a desolate wasteland. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Today at COP28, the first ever thematic day on trade.
The fact is, we cannot get to net zero without trade, because it is indispensable for spreading low-carbon technology to everywhere it is needed.
Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, the head of the World Trade Organization, who presented concrete trade policy actions that can help combat climate change. Five people died, and one of India's busiest airports was submerged due to torrential rains. As two southern states reeled under the effect of Cyclone Meitwang on Monday, likely to hit in the next 24 hours, Cyclone Meitwang expected to make landfall on the coast of southern India Tuesday morning, sustained winds expected at 90 to 100 kilometers per hour. Nearly 7,000 people have been evacuated. They hope to evacuate 28,000. This is VOA News. The Athi River on the outskirts of Kenya's capital, Nairobi, is choked by plastic and other waste. There's no piped water or sewage system in the area, and drought has made clean water supplies even more scarce and expensive. A nonprofit organization called Bucket Ministry has given people easy-to-use filters which make the water drinkable.
It filters every pathogen or every germ that causes waterborne diseases.
So far, it's provided 600 filters and plans to hand out 6,000. Where the filters help short-term, advocates say the underlying issue is climate change, which has fueled the droughts. Another dust-up over the waters near China. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma says China claims a U.S. ship has intruded into its territory.
The Chinese military says an American naval ship has illegally intruded into waters near the Second Thomas Shoal, the site of a hot territorial dispute between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. A Chinese naval force was mobilized to track the USS Gabrielle Giffords during the operation. According to a government statement, China says the U.S. is meddling in waters far from its shores and renews accusations that America's raising regional tensions. The U.S. Navy says the ship was conducting routine operations in international waters consistent with international law. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Diplomatic envoys of the EU's 27 member countries meet on Tuesday to start debating the sensitive proposal to launch membership talks with Ukraine. The meeting marks the start of preparations among the 27 for a December 14th to 15th summit of the bloc's leaders due to assess and decide on EU integration prospects for Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia, and Bosnia. Oxford University Press has picked its word of the year. Here's AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
It's not really a word. It's part of a word. It's riz. And it's believed to come from the middle of the word charisma and can be used as a verb, as in riz up or chat someone up. That's according to the Oxford University Press. Riz is a popular term used by Gen Z to describe someone's ability to attract or seduce another person. It tops Swifty. The word situationship, which is an informal romantic or sexual relationship, and prompt, not the word for being on time, but an instruction given to an artificial intelligence program. I'm Shelley Adler.
More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.